This meeting is now called to order. The items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may define two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to board, county commissioners, zoning commission, DDC, or Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48 hours advance request, a sign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or TDD 702-385-7486 or relay Nevada toll-free 800-326-6868 TD/TDD. Supporting materials provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Laughlin Town Manager's Office at 702-298-0828 and will be available at the county's website at www.clarkcountynv.gov. Board members are Stan Colton, chair, who is absent. There's a vacant vice chair, Ellie Beavers, Sandra Walters, and another vacant spot. Secretary is Tammy Harris, and county liaison is Brian Paulson. Public announcements, appointments to the Town Advisory Board and Citizens Advisory Council are for two-year terms beginning January 2017. CAB and CADS hold regular meetings, public meetings throughout the year. Applicants must be eligible to vote, live within the area encompassed by the TAB or the CAB. They are applying for and attended annual meet training. At regular public meetings, TAB, Town Advisory Board, and CAD are informed of matters pertaining to their respective town or area, provided input regarding various matters, forward the concerns of residents to the commission, assist in long-term planning, and disseminate information of interest to the residents of the town or area. Please submit applications by 5 p.m. on November 15, 2016. Applications are available from your Town Advisory Board or CAD Secretary and Clark County Department of Administrative Services at 702-455-3530 or on the Clark County website at www.clarkcountynv.gov. Laughlin Town Manager's Office, 101 Civic Way, Laughlin, Nevada, phone 702-298-0828. All TAB and CADs, whether appointed or elected, must be available for training on January 7, 2017. More detail related to the training will be released following the 2016 general election and the appointments made by the Board of County Commissioners. There is a link, https://www.clarkcountynv.gov/public-communications/news/pages/commissions-seeking-volunteers-seek-to-serve-on-town-advisory-boards-citizens-advisory-councils-in-217-ASPX. Call to order, invocation, pledge allegiance, roll call. Dick, will you lead us in the pledge?
It's a cut and paste. Yes.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board, council, about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Yeah, I have approval for the minutes of October 12, 2016.
I have some questions about it. First of all, let's see. Since I wasn't here last time, I was reading these today. The first one is the link to be on the board. That link doesn't work even if things are done right. It doesn't work.
And see, so I tried that link. You couldn't get it to work. Okay.
Now, and both computers, my iPad or my husband's Toshiba laptop.
Okay.
And so that doesn't work. So the easiest way is to go in through Clark County, Nevada, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Laughlin,
okay,
right.
That one works. The second thing is, since I wasn't here, for the minutes, it says that it's number 3, the approval of the August 10th minutes and September 14th minutes. It says the vote was 2-1 unanimous, and yet it says I was absent, and I wasn't here. So I
should be 2-0.
Yeah, it should be 2-0, and also the next one down on number 4 should be 2-0. All the rest are okay everywhere along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that with everything else was perfect.
Okay.
Agenda for November 9th, 2016. On hold, combine, or do you need any items for possible action?
Do I have an approval?
Yes, you do. I approve it.
I approve it. All in favor?
Aye.
Informational items. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. Lieutenant John Healy.
Hi, Gino Briscoe. Sorry, Briscoe. Standing in for John Healy. Is that loud?
Too loud.
So we got the thing I'd like to cover is calls for service in October 2015 was 28. This year we had 15. 2016, October, we had 15 calls for service, which is a reduction of 46.43%. September in Searchlight, we had 18 calls for service. Traffic citations. For the month of October, we had 79. No DUIs in Searchlight, no arrests. For juveniles, we had 1 adult arrest. And that's pretty much it. No domestic violence arrests up here in Searchlight. We have shop with a cop for the community December 17th. And then we're going to be delivering holiday baskets to the community in Searchlight here November 12th and December 21st. So we'll keep you posted on that one. November's already here, so, and it's what Lieutenant says, November 12th, so it's just around the corner. And that'll be for turkey baskets. That's it. That's all I have.
Do we have any questions?
Yes.
Yes. Can you please come up to the podium?
Come join me.
Thank you.
Kim Colton, 635 US Highway 95.
Yeah.
On the Shop with Cop program, how many kids benefit from that program?
Up here in Searchlight, I think there's about 20. I'm not sure, though. I'd have to get a number on that.
Is it all of the kids? All of the kids? Or
can I do that with you on that?
Okay.
That'd be great. I'm not real familiar with the number, but I'll get a number and get it back to you.
All right, thank you.
Cool.
Anyone else?
I'm a date guy. I just know the dates.
Okay, thank you, Tina.
Thank you all very much.
Nevada Highway Patrol, Sergeant Raymond Hubbs.
How you doing tonight? Our total stats for last month, we did 520 traffic stops. We issued 365 citations. We arrested 9 people. Calls for service, we handled 97. And we worked 4 crashes. One of those was a fatal crash up here north of Searchlight. That was the day that the fog rolled in. And we ended up working a fatal crash that day. Also, we have a new trooper with our department. I told you quite a while ago that we were going to be getting a new trooper. Anytime we get somebody, by the time they go from the hiring process through the academy and you actually see him on the street, he's about 1 year. So he finally was released last week. So we are up to 5 troopers in me, a total of 6 for the area, including Laughlin and Searchlight together. So I do. We do still have one more opening. I have no information yet of if we're going to get anybody out of the academy. We're starting a new academy now. I don't have that information yet, but I'm working on trying to see if we can't get one more body because we're one body shy of being full. Other than that, we've still done commercial inspections in the area. I know all the troops up here are finally commercial certified, except the new guy last week. We haven't had a chance to send him to class yet, but everybody else is commercial certified. So we're starting to inspect all of the semi trucks that are rolling through here, coming and going through. Each trooper is required, including myself, is required to have 32 inspections per year to keep our certification. I've got 2 troopers on the district that want to do that full time, so they're actually doing a little bit more than that out here. So just so you have an idea, these trucks are getting inspected as they're rolling through town. That's all I got. Any questions? Yes, ma'am.
Cam, come up to the podium.
Kim Colton, 675 US Highway 95. I had somebody ask me about VIN inspections, and I spoke with our Metro officer, Chris Crawford, and he indicated that the Highway Patrol is available to do that, and I know that the gentleman did get the Highway Patrol, so I don't know if you could address that you do that?
Yes, absolutely, and I am aware of the call the other day, if that's the one that you're referencing. We will come out and do VIN inspections, however, the person that's getting the VIN inspection, you need to get that form from Department of Motor Vehicles. We don't carry the forms in our vehicles. We got so many other forms that DMV will issue that. All you have to do is go in. Some DMVs actually have them in the little thing on the wall. You just walk in and grab it. You don't have to stand in line. But once you get that VIN inspection form, then you can give our office a call, either in the Las Vegas office, or you can call the Laughlin office. But if you call the Laughlin office, it might be a day or so before someone gets back to you because we're not actually in the office all the time. So sometimes it's better to call Las Vegas, and then the dispatcher will get a hold of the trooper that's on duty, and then we'll come over and we'll handle that VIN inspection right there for you. But you have to have the form. We don't carry them.
Any more questions?
Sorry. Okay.
Thank you. Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department, Kim Colton, Secretary Treasurer.
Thank you.
Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department. I'm Secretary Treasurer. This past, so October, we had a total of 12 calls, which was a 43% decrease from October of 2016. The 12 calls, 8 were medical and 4 were auto. A couple things. We had our turkey shoot, which was a huge success, and we thank all of you that came out and participated in this great community event. So we're hoping to do something in the spring, either another track shoot or maybe a horseshoe competition, something like that. So we just want to make sure we keep continuing to do community events to keep the public and everyone involved. One of the things that we started selling at the turkey shoot were the volunteer supporter shirts, and the back was designed by one of our firefighters' father, who's an artist. So these are available for sale for $15 for anyone who's interested, and they'll be for sale at the cleanup this weekend, Saturday at the park. So make great Christmas presents, so please keep that in mind. Also, we will be doing a toy drive with the Bullhead Fire Department. They do annual toy drive there, and they're servicing the kids of Bullhead, Laughlin, and last year they picked us up late because we did not have a lot of the kids were not signed up with any other toy drive experience per se. So we will be accepting new packaged toys until Christmas, and we'd appreciate your help in anything on that. Okay, volunteers, anybody that's interested in joining the Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department, we're always looking for volunteers of any age, so any assistance is greatly appreciated. One last thing that I'm hoping Brian can help me with is that we had a call, and this is the third time it's happened, at the Nugget. When they dial 911, they get the 311, non-emergency number. I've tried calling, going through our dispatch, couldn't get anywhere through emergency services, didn't know how. They've contacted CenturyLink and didn't get anywhere either. So this is like, it's from the landline, so they're having to use their cell phones. So this is an issue that we need to see if it's just related to Nugget. But as it's one of our biggest businesses in the community, we need to see if we can address it somehow. So I'd appreciate some help. It would be great resolving that. That's all I have. Any questions?
Gresham?
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Las Vegas Valley Water District.
Good evening. Omar Salcedo, Las Vegas Valley Water District, 1001 South Valley View, Las Vegas Valley, Nevada, 89153. The system is stable and there are no major leaks to report. Water use for the month of October is slightly up from this time last year. In October 2016, residents used approximately 200,000 gallons more than in October 2015. That's about normal for this time of year. So last month it went down slightly. This month it went back up a little bit. So usage is about stable. Also, just to report, we recently did hire a new small system superintendent. His name is Derek Jackson, and he has a background with a mechanical system technician at one of our treatment plants, and he also has several years of experience as a water work mechanic. He will be working with all the small systems, so he might be attending some of these meetings in the future. If anybody has any technical questions regarding our water treatment or anything that revolves around the Las Vegas Valley Water District, he's probably going to be the person who's going to be the go-to person at these meetings to answer them. Any other things, issues or any community, ideas that you guys have, happy to help where I can. Other than that, all wells are currently operational, and there is no other service issues or news to report. Any questions?
Thank you, Omar.
Oh, sorry, one thing. I did bring a little newsletter. These usually get mailed out to the community. I had a couple extra lying around in the office, so if anybody wants to pick one up, I did put some in the back table. Thank you.
Park County Water Reclamation District, Greg Turner.
It's not here. We have a report.
Statistics, October 16, 2016, treated an average of 37,000 gallons per day. October 2015, he had an average of 41,000 gallons per day. Difference of 2015/2016, decrease in flow by 4,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. Sewer service complaints, no service, sewer service complaints for the month of October 2016. Call before you dig. Searchlight ticket received for October 2016. There was no tickets. Influence monthly flow comparison, see the chart. And we have a chart on the back here. If anybody wants to see it, they can come up after meeting.
There's some on the back table.
Oh, is there?
Okay. Parks and Recreation, Trey Smith.
Trey Smith, Clark County Parks and Recreation. For the month of October, we offered six programs, had a total attendance of 159. Some upcoming events on December 10th, it's a Saturday, we'll have our holiday parade and party. The parade will line up at 4:30 at the lot between next to the Rebel. Parade will start at 5. We'll end here at the community center. From 5:30 to 6:30, we'll have hot chocolate, candy canes, and the arrival of Santa. So it'll be a fun little community event. Some other updates. Open Rec for the youth is Wednesdays and Fridays from 3:30 to 4:30. The Searchlight Community Center will be closed this Friday, November 11th, for Veterans Day, November 24th for Thanksgiving, and November 25th for Family Day. So those are the closures coming up for this month. And I would like to thank everyone in the community who came out and helped for the Halloween party, set up, during, and post all the cleanup. So thank you very much for coming and helping with our event. Are there any questions? Come on up.
Mr. Cassitter sitting over here.
Okay. Jim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department. The fire department would like to donate gloves for the kids for Santa to give away. I don't know if you had something in mind that you were giving away.
Nothing yet. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Are they kids' gloves or adult gloves?
Kids and adult sizes that we'll get together and talk.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Fire Department. Are there any other questions? All right, can I do one more report for the library?
Okay.
Lauren was not able to make it tonight. She left her scheduling events throughout the back. Tomorrow there's a book sale taking place in this room from 2 to 5. And another big event she's putting on the 16th, it's a paint and sip. So come on in, paint. I think you're going to be sipping apple juice or orange juice. So, yes. So those are some of the events that she's got coming up. But again, the calendar's on the back table for anyone that's interested. Thank you.
Thank you, Trey. Justice Court, Judge Richard Hill.
Hi, everybody. Judge Hill, 1090 Cottonwood Cove Road. I'll be right next door. My compadre in Boulder City, Victor Miller, the judge up in Boulder City, I've heard him say more than once about justice, about courts and towns. They're kind of like stomachs. Everybody's got one, but nobody wants to hear from them. So, you know, they're just there. We know they function. But I'll give you a little report anyway. Our court is what they call a lower jurisdiction court, and the justice court hears probable cause, arraignments, both felony and misdemeanor, preliminary hearings and misdemeanors, bond forfeitures, evictions, small claims, and civil matters where the amount in controversy does not exceed $10,000. Other duties performed by the justice of the peace include setting bail, issuing search warrants, summonses, protective orders, arrest warrants, and marriages. Searchlight Justice Court has one Justice of the Peace, and it's elected every 6-year term and I'm so glad I wasn't up for election this year. I'd be lost in the maze, but that'll be in 2018, if you're interested in running for judge. Let's see here. Court activities for October, we didn't have any arraignments. We had 6 status checks. We didn't have anybody brought out in custody. Preliminary hearings, we had 1. Trials, we had 1. And traffic, what we call in court on our traffic days, we only had 8. Like to show up and talk to the judge. 72-hour videos, we have a thing called that lets us look into Clark County Detention Center so that they don't have to be transported out to these rural courts. And so we have video arraignments, and we had 9 of those in October. Court actions, warrants, we sent out 89, what my clerks affectionately call love letters. Protection orders, we didn't have any. Citations, combined total, that would be Metro, Highway Patrol, and Park Service through our court in October were 231 citations. Court dates, if you're interested in seeing what happens up there, November 15th, 10 a.m., and November 16th, 10 a.m. First is criminal court, second is traffic court. And then again, November 29th, and then November 30th at 10 a.m. And as with all courts, dates are open to the public and begin at 10 a.m. So I've got something under community interest. I've been asked to work with Jill Canepa, and she couldn't be here tonight. You might see some of these around town on some of the bulletin boards. It's called Taking Pride in Our Community, Searchlight Community Cleanup. November 12th, that's next Saturday, 8 a.m., we're going to meet behind the fire hall in the park downtown. We'll have some tables set up, and then we'll be giving you bags, and we have a technical name for these. We call them picker-uppers. I don't know what you... But we have about 80 of these, so you can come on out. They're just great for plastic bags in the bushes and beer cans. You could have a lot of fun, a lot of fun. What else was on here? Behind the fire hall, come join us. We'll supply the gloves, trash bags, and trash picker-uppers. Only you have to return those. Unfortunately, the bins that Republic Service brings out, and they bring it out free, it's a free service charge. They're going to bring out 4 big bins for us. We cannot take oil or chemicals in the dumpsters because there's no way of telling whether they're hazardous materials, and we don't have that kind of container to take hazardous materials. So no paint, no oil, please, for the dumpsters. Just dry trash. So anyway, that's going to happen this Saturday. Billy Joe McGinnis, who's a real community-minded guy, is going to do hot dogs for us around 12 or 12:30. We'll do it about 4 hours from about 8 to noon. Most of the time, most of what we're going to concentrate on is on the Main Street. If you look around the post office, look around the dirt lot around the thrift store where the growth is, it is just, it's bad. And then at the end of Main Street, just before you go into Carter's Trailer Park. But anyway, you can come out, and if you've got a particular area you want to work on, why, you can go there. We did this 4 years ago, so it's been a while. And we're going to try to make it more of an annual event, but... So that's what's happening there. I'd like to introduce somebody, if I could. It's called Rebel Mining, Inc., and Meg Boring, B-O-R-I-N-G, is the CEO. Meg, would you just stand for a moment? And she's involvement with the mine, Quartet Mine, and she's going to be with us and in the area, and I believe attending our town board meetings, and we're happy to have you in the neighborhood. So if you have any mining questions at all, I think that's it. Is there any questions?
Judge, where will the dumpsters be located?
Main Street and Cottonwood Cove. 1 block off Highway 95. It's the old Myers residence lot, and it's still empty and it's still available. Main Street, where it intersects Cottonwood Cove. So, having been judge, you're all assigned community service beginning at 8 a.m. on Saturday. I'll expect you to. The officers will be there to check. Thanks,
Judge. Judge Hill, can I have your flyer for the cleanup, please?
Yes, ma'am.
I've got some more. I can leave it at the back of the table.
Thank you.
U.S. Park Service? Okay, Senior Center. Janice.
Janice Kosteki, K-O-S-T-E-C-K-Y, 496 State Highway 164. I'm the new vice president at the Senior Center, and I will be doing the reports. We are having Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving Day, $5 a person. If you know anybody that wants to come and cannot get there, we will be providing transportation. All they have to do is call the Senior Center, and we will see that they get a ride over there and home again. We're going to be closed this Friday on the 11th, and we're also going to be closed Friday after Thanksgiving, the 25th. Tomorrow night is our weekly dinner. We have chicken and noodles, carrots and salad bar, and then bingo at 6. Any questions?
Thanks, Janice. Searchlight Wind Energy Project, Judy Windorf.
I finally have some news. The 9th District Appellate Court in San Francisco on October 26th dismissed the appeal by Apex Clean Energy. Apex was trying to avoid Judge Dew's order of a year ago to do a supplemental environmental impact statement for the wind farm. They have some options. They can petition the 9th Circuit within 45 days of that date for a rehearing. Or in 90 days, they can petition the U.S. Supreme Court. However, the dismissal was based on our argument was that there was a lack of jurisdiction since the U.S. BLM, Department of Interior, and Fish and Wildlife have dropped their appeal. So Apex was an intervener. And anyway, the three panel judges in San Francisco agreed with our argument. On the other hand, it ain't over yet. If they decide to go forward with another environmental impact statement for eagles and tortoise, and I think bats is thrown in there, they can, but they've missed a window of opportunity. The protocol from Fish and Wildlife for doing the eagle survey is you have to start in September and October, and then another survey in, I believe, January and February. So that may push it out a year, we're hoping. I have copies of some of the documents, and there were several articles, one in the RJ about this, and one in a national publication, an online publication, and I have copies of those for along with the actual dismissal. Possibly, if the environmental impact statement is reopened, there will be an option for people in the community to comment on things like noise, health, for the Native Americans to comment on the fact that they really were never consulted for cultural sites on the original environmental impact statement, which was actually the field surveys were done like 8 years ago. So that's pretty much where we are right now. For a little levity, I sent this out to everybody I could think of, and newspapers, this, that, and the other thing, because one of these things is a press release. But I will just repeat four of the many emails I got in return. I got one from Lisa in the Nose of windaction.org, which is a website that covers wind industry news around the world. It says, outstanding news, congratulations. I will post to Wind Action and let you know if I have questions. I'm delighted for all of you and for all of us, meaning all the communities around the country that are in opposition. And then, P.S., please tell me that Nevada voters will do the right thing next week and not vote for the candidate who wants Wing. I had a nice little email from Reggie Dewing, whose grandmother, Burley, used to own the Searchlight Nugget. He said, congrats, I know you worked so hard on this. My grandmother is looking down and smiling. I'm very proud of the victory you achieved for the town of Searchlight. From Monica Aragon with Public Relations for the Colorado River Indian Tribes. Thank you for the update. We will be notifying the Fort Mojave Tribal membership through our monthly newsletter. And lastly, from a person I've met and communicated with over the last 8 years with the Desert Committee of California Sierra Club, Tom Budlong. Congratulations for another product of your incessant perseverance. You have the tenacity of a herd of unfed bulldogs. Not that I understand the legal decision. Too many technical terms for this layman. So, any questions?
No, but thank you very much. Everybody can look these things up on the web. Thank you, Judy.
I have a second.
Special events. Trey mentioned the parade coming up and different things. I've been asked by several to start another tie blanket class. So I'm thinking I've got, I think, one Saturday this month vacant. And they asked for Saturday because they don't have to go to work that day. So anybody interested, please get in touch with me and bring your own materials, and we'll put the tables together and have a good time. Planning and zoning, there is none. General business, discussion on noise ordinance for Searchlight and take any action deemed appropriate. Judy, or Jane?
This is the item that I brought forward to Stan Colton. We had several years ago received information about the noise standards in the county of Clark County. Every town and village has this noise standard that has been set through Clark County. We are the only ones that don't. It's never been taken up by the town board. It's never been brought forward by the town board. And it was not just for the wind generation. It's strictly for the total Clark County noise standard. And in my mind, we need to go forward on this and find out what we have to do to process this noise standard in our Searchlight.
Are there any comments on this?
Okay. How do we go forward? Do we have your help, Ryan, in finding who we need to talk to or what group we need?
We could probably get a legal opinion on how to proceed on that.
Okay.
But he would have, I think he'd want to know, if you want to know what action you want to take, though, to make an amendment.
Do you want to make a motion that we proceed with this?
Yes, I'll make a motion that we proceed to find out what we need to do, and then we can.
And who we need to talk to.
Who we need to talk to. And what kind of paperwork we need to do. And
it's a regular thing to talk about. What the standard would be.
Yeah, it's a set standard. Everything is set by Clark County. That standard.
Yes, but we need to know what it is, you know.
Yeah, well, Stan had that paperwork I gave it to
him. Then what is this here? Sandy, do you see this? Right here. Okay, this one talks about
noise
and excessive, and then it gives charts. But I don't see rural on here right now, because what I see sometimes is on the strip within business and industrial areas, and they have different frequencies for daytime and for nighttime. And so that's one thing we have to find out. Do any other rural areas have this?
Yes, Bunkerville has it. Everybody in the county has
except
it.
Us.
Except us.
Brian, will you look and see how we can go about
it? Yeah, I'll contact our DA's office and see how to proceed on that. Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, next. Discussion concerning Nevada Department of Transportation and requested crosswalk at the intersection of Gavilan and Highway 95. Do we have a report on that?
Nothing.
The only thing I have understood, and I got this from Stan, was that they are testing to see what the traffic is and all the tests they have to run to do this. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that they will soon get it rectified. Oh. And the motion that Ellie just made, I second. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone that wants to come up and speak? Jane?
I was asked to be at this meeting by Mr. Colton about the one item you had on discussing the phase two of the Searchlight Heritage Trail and SNPL funds, the grant process. And I don't know what happened at the last meeting other than this was discussed at the last meeting. And we only have till March of this year to have a total grant written up by somebody and get it put into place. If we have any chance at all of getting part of that grant, that we could possibly get outdoor bathrooms here on this property, along with a couple of other items that are really needed to add to this trail process.
I remember that, and I believe, Brian, you were going to look into that and find out more information on it?
Yeah, I
did. Brian Paulson, town manager, Laughlin, and Searchlight Liaison. 5 weeks ago or so, I did talk to John Warlaw, who's our comprehensive planner, who's in charge of the supplemental monies for the different phases and stuff. They only accept, I don't know how you got the funds last year, I think Parks and Recreation actually submitted the application on your behalf, but the county is the only entity that can submit SNPL applications for a project in the unincorporated areas. In order to be considered, the project needs to be ranked in the top 4 or 5 of the SNPLMA capital improvement plan, with only 3 being chosen for nomination, where it is currently included. And the top 3 submitted, with yours currently included, and the top 3 submitted to the BLM must be supported by the commissioner and approved by the full board of county commissioners. Should the Searchlight Trails project rank high enough, that is in the top 3, an application will be completed by the county. Not the town board and not by the committee. County staff writes the applications, not individual citizens or interest groups. This is done only up to BCC, the Board of County Commissioners, approves the three project nominations to be submitted for that particular civil month round. You're referring to. I think it may be a misconception that the CC50 Searchlight Trail, is that what we're calling it? That's how I have it.
No, it's just phase one of the trail.
Okay, phase one, funded in round six, was approved based on an application that you submitted to the BLM. This is for you, Jane. Apparently, your application was rejected by the BLM because it was not submitted by the county. And county staff wrote the actual application that was ultimately approved and funded by Snippleman. Yeah. And I emailed this to you October 4th.
What I'd like to say is if we do not, and there's only three possibility of having three. I don't see any chance at all because we should have started on this when I brought this forward months ago. What I would like to find out then is if we can't do it through this funding process, that what kind of funding process can we do through the county to possibly get these outdoor restrooms that are badly needed on this property?
We can request a capital budget. We could go that route. That's a possibility.
So should we request this board to request that?
Okay, Sandy, I'll make a motion that request for the capital funds.
I'll second that motion.
It would have to be for next year, though.
Well, I just want to get the thing started. I don't want to wait till 5 minutes before it's due.
Right. We can do this for next year.
For it to be on that.
Assuming Sibylma is... No, put it in the top three.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, if the county wants to go forward and come out and find out exactly what we need, there's two more phases for this, that trail property out there. And what we had thought, instead of waiting years down the road to get the second and then the third, that the items that were the most of need, that we kind of combine those and go for those and forego somebody's pipe dream of four tennis courts and things like that, which I did not think was really necessary for this area. But there are a lot of things that were in that those two phases that would be very beneficial to the whole citizens of this town. So like I said, I just want to make sure that we get started one way or another on the process.
Okay, thank you, Jane. We'll go ahead with our motion for to be presented at the 2017 capital funds. Okay? Anyone else, please?
Good evening. I'm Lisa Mox. My last name is spelled M-A-A-S. 2063 Avalon, Fallford, Nevada. I am here tonight on behalf of the Colorado River Food Bank. I'm the vice chairman of the board, and we need volunteers for the Searchlight site right out the door. We have no volunteers from Searchlight. We have one guy that comes from Laughlin 3 days a week that is volunteering here, and that's it. So if anybody knows of anyone that likes to donate some time, the food bank could use your time. If you have any questions, Sandy and I are sitting in the back. You can ask us. Thank you.
Thank you. Janice?
Janice Kostecki, 496 State Highway 164. Probably for you, last month at our meeting, Stan mentioned that they were going to start working on that fence that following Monday. We've seen no activity on it whatsoever. Have you heard anything?
No, and in fact, I thought he said he was going to start taking it down. Last I heard, from what I researched it, they were going to come out and look at it. This is my code enforcement. But they haven't given me a date they were going to come out and look at it and inspect it. And that was more than a couple weeks ago. That was probably close to a month ago.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard anything since then.
Well, Stan had said that they themselves had looked into it and were going to pull the corners back 2 or 4 feet or something like that. Because it really is dangerous.
The county staff hasn't come out there to my knowledge yet.
Okay.
I think they would have let me know when they were going. They don't come out every 2 weeks. They come out more like once a month. So hopefully it'll be real soon. I'll give a reminder.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to come up and speak? Audrey.
Audrey Morrison, 190 Montana Street. I wanted to check when we did that DOT for the crosswalk. Did we also implement trying to get lights and flashing lights for people to stop for these people that are trying to cross the highway on their scooters and their wheelchairs and to come to the seniors? Can we implement that as well with the DOT? It's something.
That was a request.
Yeah. I didn't know if, because it wasn't in that, so I didn't know for sure, but it really, those people do not stop. They've got to have something more than just the person there to go across. You know, they're not stopping when they fly over that hill.
Yeah, they gave a ticket out last week, 70 miles an hour.
So, you know, I just want to know if they're going to try to put some flashing lights or something up there as well as, you know, as well as a crosswalk.
Thank you.
DOT has been contacted, and they have to do a study. That's the latest update I got maybe a couple weeks ago. And when that person comes out and does a study, I don't know. But they've been contacted to be aware of the situation.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Anyone else? Okay. No, we need to get our clocks fixed. Okay, the next meeting day is December 14th, 2016, and this meeting is adjourned.
There are flyers back there from the senior center that has a phone number if you know anybody that needs a flyer.